Welcome to the Young and Ambitious podcast, a podcast for ambitious young people who want to master their mindset, launch a business, and make their dream life. I'm your host, Nika Molini. I am the positivity boss and Gen Z's personal growth coach. I help young people get clear on their goals and design a life they love through working on their mindset and implementing successful personal growth strategies. Let's get right into it. Hi, everyone. Welcome to another episode of the Young and Ambitious podcast. Today, we have Dooku here with us, who is an inspirational speaker, a world traveler, a university student, and basically has a very inspiring story to share. So we're really excited to have him here.
Oh, it's my pleasure, actually. You know, when you asked me to be on your podcast, I'm like, I'm actually, you know what? This is like one of those opportunities which don't come, you know, like easily. So I'm glad to be on your podcast. And even with the things that you're doing, it's my pleasure to be connected with you, Nika.
Thank you so much for your kind words. So let's get started. Maybe just start telling us a little bit about yourself.
Well, a little bit about myself. Something everyone knows about me is I talk too much, you know? Like, when I was back in high school, my teachers would always tell me I talk too much. And, you know, they knew that if they moved me away from one side of the room to the other side, I'll still be talking because I knew and I interacted with everyone. And so that's something everyone knows about me. But a little bit about my background. I was born in a refugee camp in Uganda. I came to Australia in 2007 and I couldn't speak English. And so at the moment, I'm 21 years old. It's like I lived half of my life back, you know, in Africa and then the other half in Australia, meaning I have two different perspectives about life, you know? And I believe everyone has a unique story and someone out there needs to hear it because, you know, like you may be able to change their life. And so me having two different perspectives about life, you know, I believe I can share that perspective with different individuals and, you know, like not change their life, but maybe they may share my story with someone, you know, who will be like, wow, you know, like that actually changed my perspective. And so what I do is I inspire and empower people to see life from a different perspective.
Great. So can you actually tell us what is your story then that you share?
My story, well, I mentioned I was born in a refugee camp. I came to Australia. And when I came here, I couldn't speak English, you know. And when I couldn't speak English, I got bullied. And when I was getting bullied, I couldn't tell it to the teachers because I couldn't speak the language and I couldn't tell the students to stop. And as a result, instead of getting bullied, you know, I ended up developing, you know, like the characteristics of the bully. Like, first of all, to defend myself. And as a result, you know, like when I developed the characteristics of the bullies, what ended up happening was I ended up becoming the bully myself. So I got into a lot of troubles, a lot of fights. And when I was in grade 10, you know, I got expelled from my school for fighting. And as a result, you know, like for me, that was kind of like a turning point because my mom, you know, she believed in me. She's like, we got this opportunity, which we don't get. And now you're here getting into trouble, doing all of this kind of thing. And I believe, you know, like at a young age, the worst thing you would want to see is your parents being sad. And it is even worse when you're the reason behind it, you know? And as a result, like that's kind of like, you know, like a paradigm shift in my mind. And as a result, I ended up like shifting the things I do. And so at the moment, you know, I'm studying a double degree of law and business. And I'm an international speaker. And so actually when my teachers told me I talk too much, you know, I'm like, you know what? I have a different, you know, like perspective, different stories. And there may be someone out there who was bullied and they may need someone who they can relate to, you know? Or there may be, you know, a kid from a refugee camp, you know, who doesn't get someone like, who looks like them, you know, who they can hear the stories of. And as a result, I'm like, you know what? Why don't I like share my story in an authentic way to actually relate to different individuals and to inspire them? And as a result, I ended up following my dream of becoming, you know, an inspirational speaker. And as a result, I traveled to different countries and different, you know, like conferences, events, yeah, to inspire and empower people to see life from a different perspective.
Okay, so can you tell us what changed when you decided not to be a bully anymore and you decided to, you know, focus on becoming a better person and inspiring people? What was the shift that happened for you?
Well, the shift that happened to me was, you know, seeing my parents devastated. You know, like, from them, they believed in me and they invested that time, because you can imagine, you know, like, they lived all of their life, or most of their life, like, in that environment, like, back in, you know, like, in my home country in Uganda. And so when they came to Australia, it was a different, you know, like, even a different place which they haven't been to. And as a result, they were going through their own challenges. And so for me to, you know, like, get into trouble, get into fights and all those kind of things, and even getting sent away from my school, like, that put on even more pressure on them. And as a result, you know, that actually ended up affecting me in a way where I was like, you know what, I can't be, you know, like, I can't be acting this way for my parents. Like, if I'm not doing it for me, at least do it for them, because they moved here. Like, for you know?
Right. So what did you start doing differently then when you realized that?
When I realized that, after that, I started telling myself that education is important. And, you know, I'm not just doing it for myself, because I believe in life. And this was me at that time too, you know, I believe in life. Most people focus on ME, my enjoyment. But not everything is about you, you know. It's for, you know, like, the people who believe in you, the people who care about you, the people who were with you since day one. And for me, before you know, like, that event took place, you know, I was doing everything for myself. But what changed was when I realized, you know, it's not just about me. You know, even me going to different places speaking, it's not just about me, because there may be a kid over there who may, you know, like, who may gain a different perspective from hearing my story. It's like, wow, you know, I was bullied, and now Doku was bullied too, and he's talking openly about it, and, you know, he's not afraid anymore, so I don't need to be afraid. So what changed for me was realizing that everything I do is not just about me.
I love that. That's so beautiful.
No, thank you.
Great. So what advice would you give someone, you know, who is being bullied and who is maybe in a new school or is struggling with English and stuff? What would you say to them?
Well, what I would say is that you are not alone. And, you know, that may sound, you know, cliche, but the truth is this, like, you know, there's over 7 billion people in the world, right? And each of those individuals, like, we just say it as a number, but all of them are, like, individuals like you and I. And they're going through their own, like, troubles, their own problems, you know, their own challenges. And, you know, for you and I, like, one of the challenges which we faced was being bullied. And when that happened, you know, like, we feel isolated and we feel like we're the only one going through, you know, something like this. And as a result, we feel like no one could relate to us. And so what I would tell you, if you have been bullied before, is that, you know, like, you're not alone. Like, I'm here, like, talking about it because it happened to me, and I know it's, you know, honestly, it's messed up. You know, like, we don't deserve those kind of treatment, but at the same time, knowing that you're not the only one who went through something like that can, you know, like, make you feel that you actually belong, you know, with other people, that you're not the only one. And the other thing was, I was bullied, but I was also a bully. You know, when I was being bullied, I ended up developing the different characteristics of the bullies, and I started getting into troubles. And some of the time, I was the one doing the bullies. And to those people, you know, who are bullying, you know, other people, just stop. You know, honestly, just, it's not worth it. That's what I would say.
That's very powerful. Yeah, I wish we could, you know, somehow communicate to all the bullies out there with this podcast. But I definitely agree with you. So, what are you working on now? Tell us more about how you're inspiring people and what are your plans as a speaker?
As a speaker, when I first started as a speaker, it was a hobby. Like, I was like, I talk too much. I have a camera. Why don't I start? You mentioned you were watching my videos. I don't know if it was on my LinkedIn or my YouTube, but what happened was, I was like, I have, a camera. I have, I talk a lot. I have internet connection. So why don't I, like make some, videos and put it out there, So when I first started, it was a hobby, and through other things, through other time, like I got invited to go to Hong Kong. I went to Thailand, and I went to New York to the UN headquarters, and recently I just came back from China. And now, like, what started as a hobby for me is becoming kind of like, what I do every day. And as a result, I was like, you know what, Doko, step back a bit, analyze, what you have done. Because right now, like with everything that's going on, like what got you here cannot get you to where you want to be in the future, Like what you did yesterday got you to where you are today, but what you do today will be the thing that will get you to where you want to be in the future. And so where I want to be is among the greatest speakers in the world. I believe each of them have different perspective and they say different things, but together they can change the world. Because for me, with everything I do, like my voice is all that I have, and how I use it is, how the world will see me, and not just see me, but how, how I will be able to change other people's life. So that's for the time being, that's what I'm focusing on, and just, becoming a better speaker and being, a better communicator. And as a result, the thing which I'm focusing the most at the moment is actually trying to find my authentic self. Because once I become authentic with who I am, then I can become authentic with everyone out there.
What advice would you give people who are trying to find their authentic self?
Well, it's not really so much of an advice, but it's so much of an experience, from my experience. And for me, what happened was, I was trying to, because for me, like no one I knew was trying doing what I wanted to do, So in my close, cycle, there wasn't someone I can relate to. As a result, I ended up going to, external things and just searching up all of the different speakers and, trying to see, how they were doing that thing and, how I could be more like that. Like, I mean, in the way of perfecting my skill, that's easy. But when it comes to, being authentic, like what I didn't do was actually questioning myself and asking myself, who am I? Like, what do I love? And how can I best, translate that to the world? And so if you're trying to find your authentic self, start questioning yourself, because we ask so many questions out there. And at the end of the day, that's good. But the other thing which we need to do is we need to ask questions to ourselves, because communication is the most important thing in the world. But most people focus on, what they say outward. But what about what you say to yourself? Like, inwardly, that's the most important thing.
Exactly. And that's what I try to teach people as well, is it's all about your thoughts and how you think about yourself and the
Exactly.
information that you feed your mind, really, because that's what is going to shape how you see yourself in the world.
Yeah, that's true. I couldn't agree more with that.
Okay, perfect. So that's, the last question I have for you. So if people want to find your content, your YouTube channel, your LinkedIn, where can they find you?
On LinkedIn, I use LinkedIn the most, because I believe it's probably the best social media out there, like at this time. And that's how, you and I connected. So my LinkedIn is Doku, Duku, and my last name is Fore, Fore. So that's where, if you're on LinkedIn, you can find me. And on YouTube, you can find me by typing in Duku Inspires, so D-U-K-U, and then Inspires. And on, better yet, you can actually reach out to me, you know, via my website. So type in DukuInspires.com, and then you should be able to connect. I'm always looking forward to connecting with different individuals. And I get excited, you know. I love meeting new people, like going to new places and trying new things.
Okay, perfect. Thank you so much, Duku, for this interview. And it was so amazing to speak with you.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Nika. It was my pleasure.
Thanks for tuning in to this episode of the Young and Ambitious podcast. If you enjoyed it, please consider leaving us a review on iTunes. It really helps us get this out there and impacting more lives. Now, make sure to also take a screenshot and tag at Nika Moini and at the Positivity Boss on your podcast. And make sure to join the Young Bosses Collective Facebook group, where we have a community of young, ambitious people all supporting each other. Thank you so much for tuning in, and I will see you next time. Bye.